Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 what is going on? My name's Hartzell. This is the KC Morning Show. Yeah, yeah, one of them bonus shows that Tuesday, Thursday, whatever. It's a thing we do on this show. Points don't matter. Everything's made up. All right, y'all. Well, hey, it's midday. This is basically your KC morning brunch, so you know what your high is. We're going to do a weather dealio, but you already know your high. Sunny, 73. It's windy. You get it. Let's talk about tonight, right? Always in motion. The future is 49 degrees, slight wind, southwest, 9 miles an hour. And then tomorrow, 62, partly cloudy and 62. Might rain, like 10%. Full show in your feeds tomorrow. Kitty's back. Sean Edwards flicks on Friday. Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated. Benny Heist put some credibility on my man's name. But today on the show, it's all sporting. All sporting KC. Sunday, sporting Sunday. I say all that because we got playoffs. Playoffs! First game of the playoffs. First in the West, sporting KC. The West goes through Kansas City, y'all. Taking on San Jose Sunday at 3 o'clock. So I got my buddy on the show, Mike Flaherty. He is the kit man of Sporting KC, you know, the technical director, if you will. Once upon a time, me and Mike had a podcast together. It was actually pretty good, if I'm being honest with you. But Mike's a homie for life, one of my best friends in the world, and I think a pretty good time. We got lit a couple nights ago and, you know, talked about life for a while, as we tend to do. Par for the course. Anyway, my name's Hartzell. Mike Flaherty, kit man of Sporting KC. We'll see you in the morning. It's your KC Morning Show. You mentioned the podcast.
That was Quit Your Pitching.
Quit Your Pitching podcast.
Which you named, and I'm like, all right, that doesn't make any sense.
Quit Your Pitching. It's on brand for you.
I get the rhyme.
I know how rhymes
work. Yeah, I get it. It's awesome. It's like you switched a letter.
Did you say awesome?
Yeah, you nailed
it. You know what was awesome, Mike?
What?
Our intro for Quit Your Pitching podcast.
I'm kind of flabbergasted when you say things like that. It's weird.
I don't give a what you think.
Shut up! Loud noises!
Quit Your Pitching with Hartzell and Mike.
Man, the memories. Ooh, are you feeling some things, Mike?
How did that not take off?
How did it not? We had sponsors pending.
Pending. Everybody was pending. I was pending coming on the show sometimes. You were pending showing up for the podcast most of the time. That's kind of where it went. It was like, we're gonna do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
What about Wednesday? What about Thursday?
Well, I can pull back the curtain now. Here's what the problem was.
Oh, here we go.
The problem was that we had to use the radio station, and there was too many of them old AM folks who wouldn't get out of there so we could drink and record.
Bastards.
Damn them to hell.
Yeah. Right. To.
I'm not wrong, though.
Can you say it on the radio? No, you're not wrong.
Because Mike would always bring in, oh, God, who were we drinking back then? Was it Four Hands?
No, we were doing Martin City.
Martin City, that's right. We're doing Martin City. Mike would always bring me a bag of chips. It was a bag of chips and booze every week.
I mean, it's kind of my game. Same thing with my fashion, right? It's the same thing every time.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right, yeah, I mean, and it ain't broke, but it isn't not broke. I mean, it's whatever.
What the hell is this? What
is it? Samagon is a traditional spirit that dates all the way back to Ivan the Terrible. It is produced from the pomace, seed, stem, skins, and residual juice.
You don't know what any of this means.
I do. I know what residual means.
You're just reciting.
I am reading is what I'm doing. It's something you don't know how to do. I'll show you how to do it later. Good God, man.
You have me ingesting some Russian.
Well, listen to what it is. It's vegan. It's stems, seeds, skins, and residual juice left over from wine production, right?
What is floating around in it?
I don't know that part of it. It's fermented, then distilled through a Samagon copper pot. So that's the thing. Is this Samagon, or I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It is smooth and hearty, which is not true.
Those are Mike's words.
That was not true at all.
Those are all Mike's words right there.
Made of only the finest ingredients. Again, probably not true because there's stuff floating in it. And full of old country flavor. Okay, I agree because it tastes like some old country. Yeah, that's for sure. And this is a taste of tradition. And then it says, Daviae Vidipum. And it says,
I can taste,
let's drink.
I can taste the legacy.
And it's from the former. It's not from Russia. It's from the former USSR.
Oh, so it's aged. I like it.
It's aged. That's what it is. You know what? It's really good when you get a 2018, but you know, problem is 2020. Nothing's good from 2020.
I'm a big fan of the Gorbachev line. Yes, big fan.
I think that's whose picture's on there. Is that that guy?
Why do you like Russian stuff so much?
I don't. It's just, I got it.
Cheers to Mike.
Cheers.
Cheers. Here, put that by the mic so they get the gnat sound.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you sipped it? Oh, God.
Oh, that was miserable.
Let's never do that again.
Coming to a Hallmark channel near you, it's Hartzell and Mike. Mike Flaherty, kit man of your first place sport in Kansas City.
I don't think that would ever be on a Hallmark anything.
All right, Lifetime? Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
Mike has been, how long have you been doing this?
Way too long.
Way.
I've been here since 2009 in Kansas City.
So you did the Wizards, you did.
It was the Wizards. When they transitioned, they kind of, that's why I came in.
You were somebody who I have always thought I could just shoot the shit with since day one. What do coaches and players, like, do you guys get a chance to do that? Or is it all pretty much X's and O's? Business relationship.
No,
like,
can
you make friends with the players? Do they like you?
I don't know if they like me, but I like some of them. I mean, I'm friends with them, but I don't know. It doesn't go that way all the time. Like,
we're Facebook friends.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Same thing. Like, right? Isn't that friends? No, I mean, there's guys that I appreciate and guys that I would, you know, hang out with. It's a weird thing because I don't really hang out with them much. There are a lot of guys who I like. I have a connection with, and I feel like they have a connection with me because of different things like sports, like MMA, things like that that we kind of have in common. Or like Johnny Russell will come in and talk about MMA. You know, Tim comes in and we talk about family and stuff like that. So it's those kind of things. Like I have relationships with some of these guys who are just, they're just good guys, right? Our team has always been, since the start, we just have never had that jackass. And sometimes you need a jackass. We just haven't had it. Mm-hmm. And we have guys who kind of emerge as the jackass and then they get pushed out. But our culture doesn't allow that.
Yeah.
Right. So our culture's close. We're all close. I'm close to the coaches. I'm close with the staff because we're a family. We travel all the time. We have a lot of new pieces, new parts, new trainers, a great guy.
But like the core staff has been there for a long time though. Like you guys have been there for a minute.
The core coaching staff has. Yeah. So the trainer's new over a couple of years. Great guy. He brought back a guy who's been around forever, Tosh, who's a great guy too. Yep. And like that kind of stuff is great. When this whole thing happened and we thought that maybe things could go south and you don't know what's going to happen and what were they going to shut down teams? Yeah. What are you going to do? And you start thinking about it. I'm not sure what I'm qualified to do, if anything.
I only have a certain select set of skills.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not sure what they are.
And I don't know how I'd ever put them to use. But if I ever come across you, maybe you can help me out and give me a job. I don't know.
If I would have met you at a bar and we're having drinks, like we're doing right now, I would not peg you.
It's 7 in the morning.
I wouldn't peg you at 7 in the morning. I wouldn't peg you as a soccer guy. You took two different turns there.
Lord.
Can you tell how great our podcast was?
It's a podcast again. So I'll tell you what. I played football, and I was all right. I wrestled, and I was less than all right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just didn't get it. Or like, I wasn't into it. And it's funny because football kind of hit me later, which is weird. So I was playing soccer, and I just, like, I don't know. I think it was in fifth grade. And I was playing in a game, and it's funny because the ball rolled out. I remember it all so well, which I can't remember a lot of things. This ball rolled out there, and I went to hit it, and I missed it completely. No. But it hit my heel. Like, I swung, but it hit the bottom of my heel, and it rolled. I would have blown it right to the keeper, put it over the goal. But it hit my heel, and it rolled over to the left of the goalkeeper, and went right in the corner. It was a goal. And I remember the team going so crazy that after that, I was a forward, and all I did was...
You were a forward.
I was a forward.
You were a forward. Were you fast?
I was fast. Yeah, I was fast when I was younger. Yeah.
You were a little quick, huh?
Yeah, and not only that, but I was just meaner than you. I mean, anybody standing across from me, I'm like, I'm just meaner than you. And I just knew that playing soccer because they're soccer guys.
If I could compare you to someone on the team right now, I'm thinking Hurtado.
Well, that would probably be it. Yeah. I'd say the same thing. Yeah,
I'm thinking
yeah.
Eric Hurtado. Yeah.
But he's like more Adonis-like, and I was more like gelatin-like. It was the same thing, but yeah.
Mike Flaherty, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Flaherty, he is the kit man of Sporting Kansas City. Man, by the way, we are real good this year.
We're good.
We are real, real good.
Very good.
Now, can I be honest with you?
Why start now?
Why are we not doing the bubble? We should be back in the bubble, Mike.
Oh, the bubble's horrible, man.
Oh, really?
I can't even tell you, like...
You didn't like the bubble? Because the bubble, for me, felt like it's like a vacation. We're going to Disney World.
Did you see the NBA bubble?
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I also wasn't there.
NBA is a lot different than the MLS bubble.
Yeah, you're right. How many weeks, months were y'all in that? Was it...
I think...
2 months?
70 months? I don't know. What day is it? What day is it?
It felt like eternity.
Oh, my God. I mean.
We haven't had this conversation. So, yeah, tell me about the bubble. Because that's where we had basically y'all. It was essentially like a preseason tournament.
Y'all?
I'm relatable. Y'all. I'm relatable to my audience.
Are you relatable? All right. Go on.
So, we're in Orlando.
Yes,
for the y'all. Preseason tournament, y'all. MLS is back, y'all.
At a Disney resort.
And Mike was y'all. There. And apparently, y'all, Mike had a terrible time.
It wasn't a terrible time. I'll say this. The second day, we had a test come back positive. And he got quarantined to the quarantine floor, which was all of Nashville and Dallas's players. And so it was hard because we literally were in our rooms 20 hours a day for 10 days.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So you're going.
They didn't say that part on ESPN.
Yeah, no.
They missed that part.
As they wouldn't. I mean, it is what it is. We'll do anything to get the season started. And
by the way, it was a success.
We were killing it at the beginning of the season, though. First two games, if the season goes on, we are good, good.
That was
fun. We were fit the right way. The fitness coach, Joey Hardy, made us fit the right way. We were ready to roll, man.
And y'all were pissed off. Had a bit of a chip.
Yeah, from the year before. But you know what? I don't even think that – I don't remember that ever being brought up. Like, I think maybe a little bit, but most of it was – look, the year before, we had a lot of injuries. Mm-hmm. So it's – you can say what you want to about our performance being poor, but we had a lot of injuries, so that's just – that just factors in. And it's just part of the season. So, for instance, Johnny, there was something they put about, like, all the players who you need for the playoffs. And ours is Johnny Russell. Mm-hmm. And they said, Johnny Russell, the wiggly winger. He's a wiggly winger, which I thought was.
How'd that go, Mike?
That's a wiggly winger. Which I thought at first, I'm like, is that a Scottish slang for something? I don't know what that means.
Can we say this? Right?
Say that
it's 2020.
Can they print the wiggly winger? Like, oh, I went to the doctor because I had a wiggly winger, and I cleared it up right away. So I don't know. I mean, like. It was but I saw that and I thought, you know, he's the guy. He's a good player. Like he's a guy. Because of the
hell of an observation.
You know, is wiggly winger. anyway, yeah, he's a great player and I think that he's one of the guys who's going to help lead this team, but that's the part of it. Like those guys, they get dismissed. And I don't know why. I have no idea why.
Hey, real quick. This is a
real quick
shot break.
Not about doing that.
Coming to a let's see. We went through Hallmark, went through Lifetime,
Oprah Channel.
Coming to the O Network near you,
as it should.
Oprah, from what I heard, needed some diversity.
I'm the diversity.
Yes, you are. On the O Network, you might be.
That's actually true. Hurtful, but true. Can we get dinner?
Do you want to go get something to eat?
Yeah.
Are you gonna take care of that? You're a working man.
I mean, I have to.
You're a professional. So. You have listen.
Yeah, because Trump cut you off. You're like,
can we keep doing this? This is our comeback. We're running the podcast back.
Our comeback, or I mean, you know what? I honestly think that's honest from you because you're like you didn't even. It wasn't about you.
It wasn't.
Time. Yeah.
It's about us, Mike. It's about the quit your pitch and crowd.
Not who've been super who comfortable been, with that, but but all right.
Think about the folks who've had to wait.
Oh, I think about that
years,
all the time.
Yeah. Years now, Mike. We had people in the Philippines listening to us. Which remember that?
It was. And Thailand.
Thailand,
yeah.
I would say minus the US, we were the biggest in Thailand.
We're of the US podcast, we're probably one of the bigger ones in Thailand. I don't know if they understood anything. Because of where it was in Thailand, too, I'd have no idea if they understood anything. They just wanted to listen to our voice.
Kitman! Kitman is back.
Hartzell, I missed you, buddy.
Hartzell and Kitman reunited.
Yeah.
And it feels so good. Feels about as good as this. What are we drinking again? How do you pronounce it? One last time, Mike. Pronounce this elixir that...
Samagon.
What's that word underneath it?
That's something Russian.
The Kitman of Sporting Kansas City. Sporting Kansas City!
Yay!
We're going to talk next week because I'm going to hold you to this.
Are we?
We're going to talk next week.
All right, that'll be after the playoff game. That'll be a good one.
Hell yeah. Here, don't you can't cheers nothing. That's bad luck. Here, pour a little bit there. There we go. Cheers to you. Hey, go Sporting.
Yeah, go Sporting. You should go away.
He has it! And the trophy belongs to Kansas City!
The KC Morning Show.